We are the Common Room. I'm Martin.
I'm Martin.
And I'm Martin.
The mural's done behind us.
The mural is done, and I must it looks fantastic.
It looks great. They did a really good job.
It's a record.
It's a record. It's a vinyl. What does that say? 1949? Oh, that is 104.9. That is a silly mistake I just made.
1949.
Well, like from my angle, that looks like a 1, and that looks like the top of a 9, yeah, and then I see 49. I'm like, wow. I'm like, was radio a thing in 1949? Which it was. I answered my own question.
Oh, 1949, yeah. 1049.
The question is, was it a thing in 1849? Not Lafayette radio, but radio in general.
I should know, but I don't.
Do you know the history of radio?
No, but I knew when the first transatlantic radio broadcast was. Oh, I did when I read the book.
I wonder if they can hear that.
I wonder too if they can.
There's a band playing next door, and I am jealous.
I felt bad because I had to enter the radio station doors locked, so I had to like go through them.
What did they say?
Well, luckily they were like setting up still, but it was very crowded in there.
Like, sounds pretty good. Sounds like a punk
band. And it was
band.
Very loud when I was in there. Like, I don't know how they're not deaf.
Oh, I really want to.
They do sound quite good, though.
They do sound good.
I don't know if you can hear them.
I should volunteer myself. Be like, hey, I'm a musician.
Are you that good?
Let me sit in. I could play. I mean, I could hold my own in a band setting.
That's good.
Hold my own at the very least. Depends on what I'm working with, you know? If it's a bunch of jabronis, I may be like the shining star. But I'm probably not going to be the shining star.
Good,
I don't
want
to be the shining star. I'd love to have,
that's going
to
be one of my songs.
I want to have, if I was ever, like, in a band, I would want to have the recognition of John Lennon, but the anonymity of Ringo Starr.
Yeah.
What are you looking at?
Has it always been 2357?
Why is it like that?
It's usually, like, 0, 1, 2, 3.
Apparently,
right?
This show has been going on for 23 hours. We're approaching one
minutes.
Whole day.
Maybe that's how they fixed Robo DJ. Is by
know,
having the shows technically never end.
So, what do we do when we end the show?
We end it.
I don't know, man.
That's
interesting. They sound really good in there.
They do sound very good.
Are they singing?
I don't know if people listening can hear it, but
there's a band in there.
We've said that. We've established that there's a band in the room next to us.
I'm intrigued. Anyway.
Oh, the doors.
More doors.
More doors.
More doors.
More doors.
Moore's Orchard.
Okay.
Is a awful hand in cribbage.
It's a cribbage hand that I've never found any historical. That and Doc's. Actually, Moore's Orchard I found some. Yeah. Moore's Orchard I found some, like, semblance of on the internet while researching cribbage, but I've never found anything about Doxford.
I think that's probably just a regional thing. The Price family.
We adopted it from the Rolfs.
The Rolfs?
Rolf. Yeah.
Ralph?
Not Ralph.
Rolf.
Yeah.
It's a rough last name.
I think it's a nice last name.
They sound really good.
Evan, move past the band.
Anyway, we got two songs to start off, and who knows how many we'll get in this hour, because last week we played four songs.
We played four.
And we talked for the rest of the time.
It's going to be our record. We're not ever going to beat four.
I don't think we'll ever beat that again. We're going to start off with two upbeat numbers.
They do sound good.
They do sound
good.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to listen to them while the
it's
song's
gonna be better
on.
Music than our music.
First song is I don't know about that. First song is
okay.
A Doors song, and the second one is by the Kinks. It's called Animal Farm, but don't get the wrong idea. It's not a sad song. It's a happy song. But Animal Farm
wasn't a bad book. Oh, sad
no, it's
book.
It kind of is. Oh, well, the clock's just changed. I think it's fine. I think it's going to be fine. Anyway, two more songs, and then we'll come back and talk, and
we'll talk about what happened.
I may not even return. I may just go and hop in. I might sit in
you don't
with
have
the
anything,
Beatles over
what
there.
What would you do? You have no.
I'd be like, hand me the guitar. No, probably not. Anyway, these
you
are.
You can never do something so bold.
No, I would just sit in the corner and cower. Yeah.
Oh.
Hello, I love you, won't you tell me? This world is big and wild and half insane. Take me where real animals are tamed. Just a dirty old shack with a handle bark that we called our home. I wanna be back there among the cats and dogs and the pigs and the goats on Animal Farm, on Animal Farm, on Animal Farm, on Animal Farm. Why I leave my head up on my pillow, little dog lay beneath my window, though she's far from home, she's free from harm, but she need not fear, she's by my side, and the sky is wide, so let the sun shine.
Welcome back to the common room.
It's been a very busy 6 minutes. What are you looking at?
I thought there was a hair on the mic.
A hair?
On the mic.
Well, I mean, they are
surrounding my hair. The mic, but...
I'm not the mic, but my hair is touching the mic. Oh, this mic.
It shouldn't be. What mic did you think I was talking about? We don't know a mic.
When...
Do we? I don't think I know a mic.
I know a mic.
Oh, it's not on the mic, it's on your headphone.
I thought when you said mic, you meant headphone. So I was like, they are sort
okay,
of
well,
on my...
there's one on your headphone.
Well, it's because they're surrounding my...
No, no, like, off to the side.
Here?
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's my hair.
I wonder, too.
The band?
We
investigated. We could see them on like the security cameras in this building, and that sounds creepy, but it's not. It's the logical way.
It's kind of creepy.
They sound really good, and they look like a full on band.
Evan, what do you solely want in life?
All I want to do is be like, hey, let me step in, and then we just jam. All I want to do is jam with people.
Why don't you?
The drummer's good too. The drummer's got like that drum kit sucks, but he makes it sound good. I'm really jealous. They sound really good.
Wait, who sucks?
No, I said that drum kit is not a very good drum kit, but the dude who's playing makes it sound good because he's a really good drummer.
I thought you said the drummer sucks.
Like, no. Like, the dream would be like we meet a few times a week at night and we just jam for a few hours. And then...
You need to find people. Why not? There's a radio-associated music club, isn't there?
There is.
Why don't you join that?
I should.
Well, when we get back, join it. If it still exists by that point.
I'm sure it will. There will always be
musicians
around. Yeah, they sound really good. It's just a shame. Martin, introduce your songs.
No banter?
The banter has to come organically.
We could talk about what we did today.
We could. But, I mean, there's 45 minutes left.
Yeah, and we've played two songs. We're on track currently to have a new record.
What? New record? What?
For the least amount of songs played.
Oh, I thought you meant like a new album record.
What? Why would I mean a new...
Because people, when people say album, sometimes they say record. Like, that means the same thing. I mean, I guess back in the day, that was more of a thing.
Like, you, hey, do you wish we were back in the day?
What do you constitute as back in the day?
Well, what do you... You were the one who said back in the day, so what do you constitute
everyone says
it as?
Back in the day.
Okay, well, what would you specifically constitute
well,
it
like,
as?
Well, like, in terms of my life, or in terms of, like, the world?
If you were going to say back in the day, when back in the day...
Yes, but what I'm asking is... When you say back in the day... Oh, Sam.
Evan, stay focused.
Let's acknowledge him. No,
back in the day...
Well, yeah, in terms of my life... If I said back in the day in terms of my life, it'd be, like, childhood.
No, not that, like... When
okay,
you
worldly back
said
in the day.
Back in the day.
Probably, like, I don't know.
Do you mean, like, the 60s or, like, the
1400s? Like the 80s? I don't know. Just
back in the day in the 1400s.
No, I would mean something within the past 50 years would be back in the day. That's all I know.
Isn't that the 70s?
50 years ago was, yeah, it would be 71 at this point.
Oh, I hate that.
It's sad because, so, like, all of these great
I
albums.
Still feel like, I feel like the year should still be, like, 2010.
It's weird to think that the 90s are 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Strange. All these albums, great albums that came out in like 67, 68, 69, all did like 50th anniversary, like
don't like that.
Remastered. Just like, it's pointless, but it's just like, it's like, wow, time has passed.
Yeah, no, you know? I just don't like, it's nice for them to do it, but I just don't like how it's a 50th.
I mean, what's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with it. I don't like how time flies when you're just existing.
It's true. Well, I mean, it
doesn't
it's,
fly when you're having fun. It
they
flies
have the,
when
like,
you're existing.
Like they deserve to be celebrated. Like,
yes.
50 years on, like music that like will always be listened to. But the like the content itself, they'll just have like the original album, and then they'll have like a bunch of like demos or unreleased songs. Not much, but it just goes to show time flies.
Yeah.
Do you know why? You know how people always say, like, oh, I remember yesterday I was 20 and now I'm 70? Like, that whole thing. Like, people have, like... There's a scientific reason. It's the fact that, like, when you're young...
You remember stuff better, don't you?
That, and also, when you turn, like, 10, 11, 12, 13, that's a significant chunk of your life. Like, that 1 year takes up a significant chunk of your life at that point, because you're only 12, 13, 14 years old. But when you're 40 and you're 45... You've already lived for 40 years, so, like, each year passes, and it's a slimmer and slimmer amount of your life. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just interesting. And it's very sad.
It is quite sad.
Yeah.
Time is a fickle beast.
We're slaves to time.
I wish we weren't.
That's
impossible.
The way of the
because
world.
Because time is time, and time is...
Time.
God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got to realign ourselves. Anyway.
Anyways. up first is Shining Star by Earth, Wind & Fire, and then I Shot the Sheriff, not the original, but by Eric Clapton.
Yeah.
be. Shining star for you to see what your life can truly be. Shining star for you to see what your life can truly be.
I shot Sheriff.
Welcome back to, what are we, the common room?
Well, this is a problem.
What does it say?
It said Spotify cannot play it, but it's gone away, so maybe it will play.
Well, mate, there's also that little, like, X thing.
Oh.
What's that thing?
What does that mean? Remove. Oh, well, should we play a snippet and see if it will play?
Sure.
Might as well, right?
Let's see.
Yes.
It played.
It plays.
We're good.
All right. Crisis averted.
Crises.
Is plural. Yeah. Just like hypotheses is plural.
Or theses.
Theses. I hate theses. Theses.
Well, we just said theses.
Have we talked about the? Have I given my thesis rant to you?
No.
I'm not convinced that theses exist. I've been trying to write a good thesis for 7 years.
I've never written a good one. Never in my life.
No matter how great the essay is, the first thing they say is like, hey, your thesis is kind of unclear. Yeah, I don't know what your argument is. I think they should die.
You think theses should die?
They shouldn't be a part. How are you supposed to summarize your entire paper in one sentence?
Especially if it's like a 10-page paper. And then it's like one sentence at the end of your...
Yes.
Also, I was always taught the last sentence of your intro is your thesis.
Yes.
And then it should also be the first sentence of your conclusion.
It should just be like your conclusion's supposed to wrap up. Like it's supposed
the
to
two
like...
things I struggle with. I can usually write an okay introduction, a bad thesis, the rest of my paragraph is hit or miss, the rest of my paper is hit or miss. The conclusion. I can never write a conclusion. Because what my concluding, not even concluding statements, but just like, if you want to end my paper, read like the paragraph before the conclusion.
The conclusion is just supposed to like reword your introduction, just reinstate what the whole point of your paper was. It's silly.
I think it shouldn't exist. You should just have your last paragraph, and that's it. You're done then.
Nah, I think it's right that you wrap it up somehow. The conclusion's not usually the problem. I always like to end on like an emotional high point too with the conclusion, but theses are the worst.
Yes.
We had a great day today.
Oh
my gosh.
Quite a turn of subject
here. We around when the hour struck four, I met Tim and Martin. Tim is our friend. He was on the show last year a few times.
He's my roommate.
Tim and Martin and I took a drive.
In your car, Winston?
In my car, Winston. Fantastic car.
Fantastic car. Fantastic
name. Drove great today.
We'll get to it in the story. Keep going.
It's not really a story. It's more just a reenactment of specific events.
Well,
We drove down 611, which is a scenic
road
that goes along Delaware River. Very, very nice. It was a gorgeous day. It was like 88, absolutely sunny. Couldn't ask for a better day.
There were horses, there were cows.
Yeah, we got quickly... What's great about Easton is that it's so small, and then
you're just
10 minutes away, and then you're just in this gorgeous country. And we... We're going in the direction of Tim's house. He lives in like the Appalachian region of New Jersey. It's a very pretty part of New Jersey.
It's a very beautiful part of New Jersey.
And we go down this. We got off 611, and we go down this like weird narrow country road. And all of a sudden, there's this thing arching above us. It's a bridge.
Well,
I suppose
we crossed two bridges, the river.
One lane.
They
were
very nice.
Yeah.
And then you. There's just this massive out of
and
the
like,
trees.
Yeah, out of we are in the like middle of nowhere, you. And out of nowhere you see this huge.
Don't call it monstrosity because it was beautiful.
I was going to call it.
But it was a 115 foot tall old railroad
bridge that goes over this little tiny creek, and it's unbelievably cool.
It's a fantastic architecture.
Built in 1910,
and at its time, it was the largest reinforced concrete structure in the
world. The entire world, and it's just
I don't know how they built it.
It's in the middle of nowhere, New Jersey, and it was incredible. We climbed, what would you call it? Just the cliff to get to the top of this bridge, and then we got to the top, and oh, what a sight it was! And it was like so super long.
It was
like a quarter mile long.
It was absolutely beautiful.
It was incredible, and you couldn't ask for a
better
day.
Getting up there, less beautiful.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun. Martin was about 50 yards behind us
the
entire
time.
There
was like two hills you have to climb up, and like I was on my hands and knees at what like a couple points.
Yeah.
But I finished the first hill, and I was like, oh, I'm done. And then I see them near the top of the second one, and I'm like, this is awful.
Yeah.
Getting down, much worse.
Getting down was tougher.
Yeah.
Loose gravel.
That was a workout.
But while we were up there, oh my gosh, incredible. I was fascinated. It was one of the coolest things I've seen in a very long time. We used to build things. And like we used to build things
like
that.
We still do, but they look worse. Well, they look more modern, and I think
more modern,
which
translates to worse.
Yes.
In most cases.
Most cases, yeah.
Yeah.
You can't beat a good old concrete just beautiful structure.
You don't have that anymore.
Yeah.
No. You don't have to try to fix what isn't broken. Like that type of architecture would still look great today, but you're not going to see it.
Yeah.
But that was not nearly the end of the adventure.
That was just the beginning, and what a beginning
it
was.
And it was really probably the peak of the day.
It was.
That was the peak of the day, and I accepted it. I said as we left, I was like, there will not be one thing cooler that we see today than that.
I think what I saw...
What I did not see...
Well, I had never seen a bear before.
So we were trying...
in real
life.
We
were trying to get to this fire tower that's near Tim's home.
It's like a 1 mile hike to this fire tower.
Along the Appalachian Trail, which is a very long trail. It goes from Maine to Georgia. It's incredible. And we were on it for about all of 15 minutes.
All of 15 minutes. And funny enough, we were talking, I don't know how the discussion topic came up.
Tim said, we could see a bear here at any moment.
And you know what he said? He said, I've never seen a bear on this trail before. And I was like, never? And he said, never. And then we turned all a corner, a sudden, and Tim makes a face. And so me and Evan are like, haha, good joke,
Tim. Yeah, good joke, Tim.
So I was in the middle of the field, so I also turned the corner and see a bear cub, very cute, running away. And then we all three of us at the same time, turn around and started walking back to the car.
And what's funny is that we were talking about the prospect of seeing a bear and what we would do, and I said, the one thing you should not do is turn your back and run away because they will catch you. And that is exactly what we did. We did not see the mom. I mean, you guys didn't see the mom. I didn't see anything, which was the shame. I was on the inside of the path, so I could not I couldn't see the cub.
You're on the inside.
So we left empty-handed, though. Tim and Martin got to see the cub.
I've never seen a bear before.
Nothing. I haven't seen. I could count on one hand the amount of times I've seen a bear.
I can count on one finger.
One, exactly. Yeah, one. Yeah. It was very disappointing.
It was a very cute bear.
And then we took the drive down off of like the peak of this mountain, and we saw glimpses of what the view was going to be from this fire tower, and we were filled with I at least was filled with regret. I was very, very
You were definitely
upset.
Filled with regret. And then I was also a bit regretful, but
you
a
guys
bear's
had seen,
a bear.
Yeah, a bear's a bear. And
you don't screw with bears.
No, you don't mess with bears.
No.
Can't do that.
No.
And
then on the drive down, we stopped at like part of the river, and it was beautiful.
Yeah. It's a shame that those kayakers were there because they kind of just hung around.
It kind of ruined the vibe a bit.
I mean, yeah, I wish they'd like, you know, I would have.
I thought they were going to go out.
I would have engaged with conversation, but they didn't really seem interested.
No, what were they doing? They were like.
They were just sitting there.
It wasn't catfishing. It was catfish. Fishing.
Yeah, I was. It was something like, similar to catfish.
Chad fishing?
It wasn't Chad. It was definitely not Chad.
That's the dude
some word like that.
It was some type of fish
type
that
of
they
fish
were
that
fishing.
People were, and I don't know how they could gauge that from how far we were from those people. Like, they were like, oh, they're fish. They're blah, blah, blah fishing. And they're like 400 yards downriver.
What? Oh, the people...
The people in the kayaks.
I thought
said,
they were fishing.
No, because we said, oh, look, there's like people swimming down there. And then they responded by saying, oh, they're whatever fishing.
Oh, I misinterpreted that. But the road.
Regardless,
when,
the road.
When we left that bit, Evan was.
I had under control.
Like, Evan, you started talking in the third person at one
did.
Point.
Well,
you're like, Evan, Evans, go slower.
It was not the nicest road.
There's a lot of potholes.
A lot of potholes, and I had to skillfully guide us through it. It was incredibly skillful. Like a wooden ship in the midst of a
storm?
Pacific storm.
And a lot of rocks.
A lot of rocks.
But there were
potholes.
A couple moments where like we would hit a pothole and Evan would just like make a sound
wince
of pain.
In pain. Yeah, no, it's an awful feeling. And Winston was being abused, and he doesn't deserve it. He's a great car, and
at the end of that road, you get very high up again, and it's just like you drive
cliff.
On a cliff,
and
it's amazing.
It was crazy because the road just took us right out to Route 80, which is another very famous highway. 80 goes all the way across the country. We talked about this in the car. And it was a really nice, once you get out of whatever that road, it was like Mine something, like Old Mine Road.
I didn't
road.
Look at the name.
Right when that road feeds into 80 is the Delaware
Water
Gap, which was very cool.
And that's just beautiful.
Yeah, very mountainous cliff views. Very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just a great day.
It was a fantastic,
fantastic
day.
Drive. Could not have anticipated we'd see such fantastic architecture.
Or a bear.
Or a bear. That you didn't see. I didn't see the bear, so maybe it didn't even exist at all.
It fully existed if we would have kept walking otherwise.
I guess it's high time we get back to the music. I've got two songs. One of them is an instrumental, but it's a very entertaining instrumental.
Okay.
By Santana. It's called Treat, because it is a treat.
Oh, I thought that said Trent.
No. Trent is also not a very good name.
I agree.
Yeah. And the second one is a Zeppelin song called Your Time Is Gonna Come. It's a bit more of a gentle Zeppelin song, but still very, very earth from their first album. Fantastic song. Fun to play on the guitar, too, on the acoustic guitar. So we'll play those two, and then we'll see where we're at in however many minutes, 8 or 9 minutes. Thank you.
Welcome back.
Sorry about the abrupt ending. That song on the album will lead into the next song. And obviously,
it's definitely not going to lead into this next song.
The Moms and the Pops?
Yeah. I doubt Led Zeppelin leads into the Mamas and the Papas. Was that Led Zeppelin before?
Led Zeppelin. Well, what do you mean by leads into? Like the transition between one song to the next? I mean, we're talking in between.
Why do you have to...
What? Tell you the truth?
No. you caused me pain.
Normally, the normal Martin would have just fought back.
I'm tired tonight.
I too am tired. Tim was especially tired. Tim didn't speak like the entire way back. I think
I was
on the
falling
verge
asleep
of
on the back.
I mean, it's a great car to fall asleep in.
It is.
Very cozy.
Mm-hmm.
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 Anyway, let's just trudge onward. We have 4 songs left. That should take us to about 10. I think Martin and I are both pretty tired.
Yeah.
I think we're a tired bunch. Let me do the math here. 5 + 4 = 9.
Evan's gone very good at his numbers.
Yeah, we should be right on like the 10 o'clock, 10:01, 10:02.
Perfect. So let's not waste time. And up first is "Do You Wanna Dance" by the Mamas and the Papas. I screwed up the sentence. And then it's "Somebody Groovy" also by the Mamas and the
Papas.
We're
doing a back-to-back special
of the Mamas and the Papas.
Do you?
Welcome back. You are still listening to the Common Room. And you've been listening to WJOH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Eastern Pennsylvania. We have one more song of Evan's this time.
Yeah.
You seem to always end the show.
Well, I think there's multiple factors at play. I think part of it is the time of each song. Usually I'll start the show. I don't know. I feel like the last two times you've ended the show just because we've run out of time. Even if, like, we plan for me to play, like, one last song, we get to 10 and that's
yeah. Well, you're closing the show tonight.
Yeah. And considering it's 9:55 and this song is roughly 5 minutes, it would be a shame to waste any more time. This is a great song called Blue Sky by the Allman Brothers Band. It's a very happy song. One of the great guitar songs of all time. Yeah. It's fantastic. So that'll be that, and we might be back.
If you're
next
leaving
week,
on the 28th, which I think is a Friday,
then I should be.
Then
here.
We'll be having a show next week.
The final show.
The final show.
Forever.
Not forever. We'll be back eventually.
Eventually, but until then, this is Blue Sky, and we'll see you probably next week.
Mm-hmm.